Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
As I wrote in the last blog post, technology has made huge and significant advances over the last few years, especially in the sense of accessibility. I used the example of reading and accessing books as an example of this, but there are many more instances, some of which I hope you can share with us on this blog. When I think back 30 years, it really puts the above point into perspective, knowing where technology has come from. Back in the mid-80s, there was very little screen reader technology about. The only item of, excuse the phrase, talking technology that I had was a Sharp talking calculator, which doubled up as a clock and an alarm. As for mobile devices, well, it was the Perkins Brailer that was mobile, but certainly not high-tech. The thought of having a touchscreen, talking mobile phone that has access to not only making and receiving calls, but to a world of information, communication and social interaction was far beyond the realms of science fiction. YouTube is a fascinating resource of old editions of Tomorrow's World, a science programme broadcast on the BBC at the time. It covered emerging technologies, but also made predictions for the future. I remember one programme, sometime in the late 80s, making some fairly accurate predictions about the smart home, the ability to control things with your voice, and also where you were and how you lived. This seemed ridiculous at the time, and maybe a little beyond belief, but a lot of it has come true, and just demonstrates how technology evolves and develops. The ability to communicate on the move has changed so much as well. I'd started travelling on my own during the early 90s, but these journeys had to be well planned and booking things like taxis had to be done in the hope that trains would be on time and not delayed. If all went wrong, then there was no readily available means to alter plans, let people know you were going to be late, or find out alternative travel options. Today, the smartphone is an enabler in this sense because a call can be made, train times can be found, and different plans can be put into place. This, I'm sure, will only develop further in the future. I guess age does have some disadvantages, but it does have an advantage in terms of gaining perspective on how technology has developed for the better over the years. What are your experiences? And what technology has really made a huge difference in your life? Please let us know in writing a short article for this blog.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.